Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. You can find this Bill survey there. You can find it at his own website, smallbiz.org, that's smallbus.org. And he has given us permission, which we appreciate, to post the summary of the survey on our website, which we do. So I encourage you to go there and check out the index for Small Business Optimism, the NFIB index. Bill, thanks again for being here. Couple of quick things. I want to finish on your survey, and then I want to ask you a couple more questions. Earnings and inflation still pretty low, right?
Yeah, earnings turnover. We had a nice bump in reported sales, in May. Of course, sales went down in June, and so profits went down along with that. And in this environment, you can't raise prices because there's too much competition, which is good for the consumer. We'd all like to raise prices if we could, but, we can't. So we keep reporting, higher comp for our employees, but we're not passing that on in the form of higher prices. That's
right.
Good. There was one good note in the survey, and actually we've had 2 months of it now, where for years now we've had a record high percentage of our owners say, I'm not interested in the loan because, I have a pretty dismal view about the future, so what do I do with the money? If I borrow it, how do I make any money
and,
with it?
And I've deleveraged and have
right,
and
exactly.
have been retaining earnings.
Yeah, so for the last 2 months we've had a significant drop in the percent who's saying I'm not interested in a loan. So that's a good sign. Maybe the people are seeing a reason now finally to borrow money and invest it, expand
right.
their business, get new equipment and so on. So we'll see if that continues. 2 months is the start of a trend.
But we'll see that first in capital spending,
yep.
which went down. Yes.
Yeah. So well, the plans to make capital outlays went down, but actual capital outlays did go up a couple of points.
Yeah.
But it's been vacillating at the same level.
Well, I hope we can get this turned around. A couple of questions I want to ask you here at the end is, Is it not appropriate for Americans to look at what's happening to us with regard to the dependency that we've gotten on the federal government and the aggressiveness of the federal government to get into our lives and to promise us things that they can't afford? Is it not appropriate to look at Greece and say, that's where we're headed right now?
Of course it is. Greece is the canary
bankrupt.
In the coal mine,
Greece
it fell off the perch.
It
fell off the perch because things weren't going so well.
Yeah.
And we've got, the Puerto Rico over here. We've got Chicago's a disaster. Illinois is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look, in the
New
next
Jersey,
10 years, these people are going to have the same problem, California pension problem. They've made big promises to, teachers' unions and so on. These people aren't going to be able to collect the retirement benefits that they've been promised, and that was all political. And so they'll either have to be surprised or they'll have to raise taxes a lot to be able to pay them. And that means, young people who didn't have anything to do with it, have had their money promised to old people like me. And,
We got 20th century promises. Here's the crux of the whole thing across all those countries and governments you were just talking about. We've got 20th century promises that we've made that are coming due in 21st century reality, and they're not matching up. And we don't have any politicians that are courageous enough to stand up and say, guys, we can't keep going like this.
Right.
And maybe the reason they're not courageous is because Americans don't want to hear that.
Well, they don't want to hear it. And, again, it's hard to get elected to Congress on a campaign that says, your taxes are too low. We have to raise them, and we're going to have to cut some of these things we promised we would
which
give
is,
you.
Which is what they told people in Greece, and they're rioting in the streets today.
Exactly, throwing Molotov cocktails, and you know, because you know people don't get it. They say, "Well, you promised me, so you have to get it for me." Well, you know, it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the things about it, folks, when things start crashing around us, no one will be able to say we didn't see it coming.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the great work, as you always do, and thank you for your steadfast support of all that we do. And we look forward to next time.
All righty.
Thanks very much. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us, and so we did. He's a great American, one of my favorite people. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.